made me that way, and that's how it is here on Sunday mornings. Now, what do we do here? See, where two or three are gathered together in my name, the Word of God says I'm going to be right in the middle of them. Now, look here. We're creating an atmosphere where God is right up in the middle of us. Why do we want Him in the middle of us? Because, you know what? If God is for you, there's nothing that can be against you. Not a virus, not a family problem, not a marriage problem. The problem, Missy, is a lot of people, they say they want God right up in the middle of them, but when it comes to putting them there, they won't put God first. They won't put God first. They won't flee from the secret sin that they're doing that nobody knows about. Look here, yeah, I'm that pastor. We're going to preach about secret sin, yeah. It's going down. Amen. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you right now. God, I take authority right now in Jesus' name over every foul spirit, God, that would try to hinder anybody in this church. God, there are people that you're trying to draw here, and Lord, there's a hindrance, and I speak to that hindrance, and I tell you to be bound up right now in Jesus' name. There's drug addiction, God, in this county. God, I bind it up right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that every drug dealer in Logan County, God, that you save them. God, I'm not asking you to kill them. God, I'm asking you to do something better than that. I'm asking you to save them from the very core of who they are right now. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I'm asking you to make us humble. God, I'm asking you to help us. God, I ask that you would heal this land right now from this coronavirus. I call you out right now in the name of Jesus, and I bind you up, and I tell you to go to hell right where you came from. And I tell you to leave Logan County. I tell you to leave America right now in Jesus' name. You don't belong here, and I'm telling you to get out right now. God, I just pray right now for our president. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over Donald Trump right now. Look here, if this prayer is offending you, good. Because it needs to penetrate to the very core of what's wrong inside of you that would make you be offended. It don't matter if you voted for him. He's the leader. God, in Jesus' name, I just plead the blood of Jesus over him right now. God, from the very top of his head to the very soles of his feet. God, I ask for a strength that he's not yet had. God, I ask for you to strengthen him, God, a wisdom, God, right now in Jesus' name. Donald Trump, wherever you're sitting right now, wherever you're at, I speak a peace to your mind right now. Where the enemy would try to come into your mind and try to discourage you, President, I speak a peace right now that passes all understanding. God, I thank you that you're helping him to lead us to a better place right now. God, we give you all the praise. God, we give you all the glory, and God, we love you so much this morning. God, we thank you for the things that you've done in our lives. God, I ask right now that you would walk down every aisle. God, I ask that you would examine every heart. God, show us the areas where you're not happy. God, show us the areas where you are happy. And God, show us the areas where we need to grow. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. See, it's not normal to walk into a place that's a church and not to hear prayer. It's not normal to sit there and never be active in that service. See, now God has placed each member in the body as he sees fit. As he sees fit. Not as the pastor sees fit. Not as Sally Sue or Sister Buckethead sees fit. But as God sees fit. Amen. I'm going to talk about a subject today. I'm going to talk about walking it out with God. Walking it out. Walking it out. No, this is not an exercise. Motivational speech. We don't do that here. You got to do something called practice what you preach, and I ain't walking nothing out besides my salvation. Y'all going to have to get a little bit more accepting of my jokes. I know they're terrible. Sorry. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9. And I want to tell you, I want to lay down the foundation of this message. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for you back then, he can do it again. What you've seen him do in your family, has he healed your family? Has it become a ruckus again? He can help you. He'll do it again. He'll do it over, and he'll do it over, and he'll do it over. We got to learn how to walk some things out, some things that aren't getting, we get discouraged and we think, why am I still going through this hard thing? Why is this not leaving? You know what I'm going to tell you today? All you need is to walk this thing out. Walk it out just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Push yourself just a little bit more. You're on the brink of a breakthrough. But you know what? I don't want you to stop and get discouraged. You got to keep going. You got to walk this thing out. See this coronavirus, you know what? The Word of God says the violent, they take it by force. When God calls you to be a believer, he didn't say you had to be some little girl that couldn't take authority over anything. You know, I laugh because when we have big services like Easter and I get up here, nobody expects a little ditzy blonde to just get up here and blast them. But you know what? That's just a part of the show. Because you know what, Brother Jody? I'm going to blast them. They won't even know what hit them. Most of them don't know me. They think I'm a singer. Boy, are they wrong. They're very disappointed when they figure that out. A few years ago, somebody was sitting right where Gina was sitting. And I came up here. I didn't do an introduction. Well, like I'm doing now, I just started in. Why? Because you know what? For everybody that only comes on Easter and Christmas, guess what? They're going to hear the Word of God. I'm not going to spend 5 minutes giving them an introduction. I'm going to give it to them from the very get-go. And this dude, he was looking, and I just started rambling. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. Glory to God. Blah, 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 blah. He was sitting over there, Gina. He goes, I thought, yeah. I got you for another 45 minutes. You about to be blown away. We ain't seen him back. You know what happens with them type of people? I know they had a seed planted in them. Seeds will come up. They'll come up. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 9, it says, I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. Look here. I'm going to look on you with favor. I'm going to look on you with favor. Quit disqualifying yourself just because you've had some slip-ups in your life. You know what? You are better than what you're giving yourself credit for. You know what? Those things that you've done that you're ashamed of, walk away from those things. They've not defined you. They've not made you who you are. They helped you to get to where you are and nothing else, nothing less, nothing more. Let those things go because realize God has looked on you. And when he looked on you, he looked at you with favor. He didn't look on us with disgust like we do sometimes. We look at our own selves in disgust. God said, I looked at you, and when I looked at you, I gave you favor. When I looked at you in favor. And it says, I'm going to make you fruitful, and I'm going to increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. Look here. Many of you, you're on the brink of a breakthrough. You're going to have to walk some things out. You're going to have to walk them out. What does that mean? That means you're going to have to stick them out. There's things that you're going through. I know that they're hard. I'm not discrediting them. I know that some of the things that we're going through right in here, right up in our families, right up in our jobs, right up in our souls, our marriages, our children, they're difficult. I get it. God's saying, walk it out with me. Walk it out with me. Don't walk away from me. Walk it out with me. I've got this thing. I've got this thing. Look here, you still have favor. Did you have a slip up? Did you fall down? You still have the favor. Keep going. Walk it out. And it says, you'll still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. Look here, God is wanting to tell some people in here today, get ready for the new. Get ready for the new. You're going to have to move some stuff out of the way just to get prepared for that new thing. Look here. A lot of people, they don't like new things. We think that we do until it requires change. Man, I love new stuff. I woke up yesterday morning And I thought, oh, my God, it's Father's Day, and I haven't gotten Pastor Jeremy anything. That's not good. Well, I said, baby, I want to take you to a really nice jewelry store. I've worked really hard, and I've made some extra money. I want to take you to Zales, and I'd like to buy you a watch. I like to be bedazzled, if you didn't tell. Well, we went to Zales, and they didn't have anything out, Melissa. I thought, what kind of store is this? You don't got nothing out. I said, where is everything? Where's your stuff? This is what they told me. We got it all put away. Why don't you go down to Penny's and go find something you want? I thought, well, if I wanted a Penny's watch, I would have gone to Penny's. My man, he going to get his Zales watch, okay? Well, that didn't happen. What did we get? We got on the internet. We ordered him something different. I don't know where I was going with that, Joe. Let me look. Oh, yes. You don't always get your way. That's right, Joe. We're going to move some things out to make room for some new. They done moved all that stuff. There wasn't nothing there. I said, where is it? He said, we got it put up in the back. I didn't like them telling me to go somewhere else. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. If I wanted to go to Penny's, I'd have went to Penny's. I love Penny's, but I didn't want a Penny's watch. I wanted a Zales watch. Why? Because, man, I worked hard. I want to see my baby have some bling. I know that's probably sounding arrogant, but look here. That's what it is. That man, he deserves the best, and I wanted to give him the best, and they wasn't wanting to play that game. We got on the internet, and we got the best. You're going to have to move some old stuff out. Is the old stuff bad? Sometimes. Is the old stuff bad? Not all the time. Sometimes you just got to simply move it out because the thing that God's wanting to put in your life is something better. And you got to be willing to move it out. Moving stuff out. We all like to act like we love change and like and all this stuff, but you know what? It's scary. It's intimidating. If you let yourself, you can become fearful over change. Look here, when you can look in there and you can see change is coming, embrace it. Say, God, only you have the ability to bring about change. I'm going to yield to this right now. You show me how to be in this change. Look here, there's things that we're going through. They're unavoidable. There was no way to not go through them. Walk through it. When you come to that place, look here, God didn't say, I'm going to always take you out of that. I'm not going to make you walk through nothing. No, he said, I'm going to walk through the fire with you. When the waters, when they want to come up and they want to take over you, I'm not going to let them. But you're going to have to walk through that water. Most people, they don't want to walk it out. Why? Because it's scary. Scary to walk some things out with God. Why? Because it's blind faith. You can't see where you're going. Why? Because you don't know where you're going. You just know he's the one leading you, and you're going, you're just going to go where he says. A lot of people, they don't want to go where God says because they don't know where God's saying to go, and they don't know if they're going to like it or not. Look here. Just do what he tells you to do. Go with it. Go with it. And it says here, I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God. And you will be my people. And you know what? In uncertain times, we still serve a very certain God. And what you need to know right now is that God is not, it's not like he's walking behind you. It's not like he's walking up in front of you. He's walking right with you. See, if you was by yourself, then you'd have a reason to be unsteady and to be irritated and to be worried. But see, that's not how it is. God is walking this thing out with you. Now decide and make that decision that, hey, look here, I may be a little bit intimidated. There's been a lot of things, Melissa, in the last 3 years I've been very intimidated with. But you know what? I've gone against the will of God one too many times that I've learned to just say, God, if it be your will, I'm going to do it. You want me to go into uncharted territory? Well, Let me get my blingiest bag because here we go. We're going to go and do that, God. God, you want us to go and pastor in the first year with the corona and all this stuff? Okay, let's move all them speakers outside and let's have some church. God, you want to let the dogs sit out there and fight? Well, okay. Just don't let them get me, Lord, because I will bust them. That 38 will get them. I ain't going to have no dogs nipping at me. I'm from the South, and it ain't happening. I'm going to shut up right there because, see, I get in trouble with that kind of talk. I'm being streamed. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. Look here, the things that God has brought you out of, the things that God has brought you out of, he didn't bring you out to let you sit there and hang dry. No, he brought you out to bring you somewhere better. He brought you out to bring you somewhere better. So when God brings you out, don't get back up into that same filthy pit that you was in before. Amen. Now I'm talking about every kind of sin that I can talk about. Look here, sin is sin. Sin is wrong. Sin is sin when the pastor does it. Sin is sin when the deacon does it. Sin is sin when y'all do it. And sin is just outright sin. Now look here. There is not levels of sin. Well, I did a number 9. Sally Sue, Sister Buckethead, they did number 15, so I'm good. God's not going to look at that number 9. He's going to look at Sister Buckethead. No. There's no numbers in this gig. He's looking at all of us. Sin is sin. So the stuff that he's brought us out of, let's come back to that. Stay out of them. Stay out of them. Look here. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Why? Because the Father up above who's looking down, he's not looking down in judgment. He's looking down in love. Why? Because he wants to see us going where we're supposed to go. He wants to hear us saying what we're supposed to say. He wants to see us doing what we're supposed to do. And look here, nothing less is going to cut it. Nothing less will cut it. See, a lot of us, we want to say, God, I'll do this, this, and this. But God, that thing over there, I don't want to do that. Look here, that thing over there is the capital of your life, and it's the thing that's holding you up. So until you're willing to do that thing over there, you're going to be at a standstill. Standstills aren't good. Why? Because they take decades. You blink. Oh, 10 years just went by. I'm still stuck on not doing that thing, God. God, I gave you everything else. No. God's still wanting that thing over there. He's not going to change his mind. I'm going to walk among you. I'm going to be your God. I brought you out of that slavery that you was up in. I broke the bars of your yoke. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high. God has broke the bars off of the sin in our life. Why? So we could walk around, Keisha, with confidence that he's given us. God never intended for his kids to walk with their heads low and to be upset with themselves all the time, to be in fear and worry and stress and anxiety all the time. No, when God created you, he created you for your head to be held high. Now, what he had to do to get that done was he sent his son to die for every sin that we could have ever gone through. See, that's why we're talking about sin, because that sin has already been paid for. Therefore, we will not crucify Christ again. There's no need to keep on with the sin. Why? Because that sin has done been atoned for. We need to walk away from sin. We need to stop hiding sin. We need to say, look here, that thing in my life, that sin, and I'm going to make the decision I'm walking away from that. See, you're going to walk some things out with God, and what God's going to show you along that walk is, look here, I want to change this thing in your life. It's holding you back. It's holding you back, and you're going, yeah, but God, no, but God's. No buts. No buts. God's just saying, I want some kids that's going to walk this out with me. I want some kids that's just going to walk it out. He knows we're not perfect. He knows we got things that aren't right. He is not intimidated by those things. But God ain't going to push his will off on you. You're either going to do his will or you're not. Very simple. You're not going to get me up here acting like I'm a scholar from Ethiopia or somewhere else. Look here. It's just Arkansan talk. It is what it is. Sin is sin. You can't have sin in your life. If you know that it's sin and you keep doing it, guess what? There's a day you'll answer for it if you don't stop. It's the same for me, same for Brother Charles, same for Brother Angelo, same for everybody else. Sin is sin. We're going to have to walk some things out. I broke the bars of your yoke. What is yoke? Bondage. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. Back here before this corona got started, I'd be sitting in your lap. Why? Gina, because just the anointing will break the yoke. Just the anointing. Just the anointing will. It'll break the yoke. What is yoke? Bondage. Sin. And I did it, and I enabled you. See, you've been enabled. We talk about people with the grown kids. Well, they've just enabled those kids their whole life. Well, no wonder they're terrible. They were enabled their whole life. Well, look here. You've been enabled too, but in a good way. I did all this to enable you to keep your head held high. See, when a situation wants to creep up in your life and you're tempted to be distraught over it and hang your head low, look here. You hang that head and you put it high. You keep that head up. Why? Because if there's a situation and it's getting you concerned, it's getting you stressed, you're worried, you're depressed over it, look here. God's not done. God's not done. Now, why, Keisha, things take more time than others, I don't know, but it's a process. It's a process. And when we walk with God, see, are you walking and talking with Jesus? Are you walking and talking with him? When we're walking and talking with him, look here, that's called communication. We're talking to him. He's talking to us. The Word of God says, even when I'm asleep, God, you instruct this heart. You go to bed and you're troubled about something, look here, go to bed. You tell that heart, you say, you know what? Every fear that's in this heart, I bind you up right now in Jesus' name. Every bit of anxiety that's in this heart, I bind you up right now in Jesus' name. Every hindrance that's coming against the calling of God that he's got on my life, I bind it up right now in Jesus' name. You know how many times a week I come up in this church, Melissa, when nobody's here? Pray over these seats. Walk up and down these aisles. You know what? I believe that when I come down here and do that, the Spirit of God will show up. And you know what? We begin to pray over these seats. God, in Jesus' name, bring this family back. God, Satan wants to poach him out. But God, you have the final say-so. It's time to stop laying down and just taking this stuff and get up. And like my daddy used to say, man, you did that thing, you're going to get it. Be a man about it, Kelly. You take that whooping. Look here, I got to where I knew I'd take them licks. Look here, I'm still taking them licks, not from him. Okay, I'm going to have to go on with that because that sounds strange. The devil likes to try to get one over on me sometimes. Guess what, Jody? I'm just as mean as I ever was. Devil ain't getting nothing over on me. We was up at the Dairy Lot when I was a little girl one time, and I was looking at Brother Alvy. Couldn't read. I was looking at that menu, though. Daddy goes, baby girl, what do you want? I said, I want to fight the devil. You look, what else do you want? You want a taco? Do you want a burger? I mean, we're going to go fight the devil another time, Kelly Mae. What do you want to eat, honey? Look here, I've always been like this. God just had to mold it a little bit more. put me on the right direction. Amen. He's enabled you to walk with your head held high. If you've got a situation in your life and it's causing you great anguish, what I'm going to tell you is your number one step. Get that head out of the posture. See, you hear about body language. You ever notice somebody that really uses their body language to tell you how unhappy they are? Look here. The devil's watching you. You get that head that's been sloped down, and you raise it up. When you raise it up and you're looking, and that head's up, God, in Jesus' name, you are the author and the finisher of my faith. You're the author and finisher of my faith. God, if you didn't want me at this point in my life, you wouldn't have allowed me to be here. God, you brought me to it. God, I thank you right now. You're bringing me through it. Look here, not everything that pops up in our lives is going to just be zapped out. Some of this stuff, we're going to have to get down and dirty. Can't have no wimps with this stuff. No, you're going to just have to get your second wind and get in there and get a hold of it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, and it says here, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them. And if there's something that I could say, Julie, is get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the breakthrough that you've been asking for. Get ready. Sometimes Jeremy and I, we just sit up there. I told you last week, we just sit up in the bed, and that's the only place I feel like I can get away from anything. Just turn that phone off and get up there in that king-size bed, put some covers over my head, Melissa, and just talk to Brother Jeremy. You know how many conversations we've had about this year? So many. So many. Now, I can't cry because I just got lashes put on. I wanted to see how they'd look on me. Crying is not going to help them. That won't work. Let me get myself tippered up. July the 28th, Jeremy and I will have pastored for a year. This has been one of the most trying years. I said, God, oh my gosh. A pandemic. I'm looking in the town, and all these pastors that's been pastoring for 30, 40 years, they're just as freaked out as I am. And I was going, well, this don't look good. They're just as scared as I am, and I've been doing this for about a year, and they've been doing this for about 40 years. God said, Kelly, get your stuff together. I called you at the right moment. I didn't call you to be afraid. You get up out of this afraid mess and you go on and be what I called you to be. God didn't call you to walk in fear. He said, Kelly, I just called you to be you, to be the best version of you. Why? Because people will listen to you, because you get right up in their face. You'll love them so hard they won't want to get wrong. A couple months ago, I went to somebody's house. Learned that from good old Brother Angelo, the mafia man. Look, you don't answer your phone, I'm going to show up at your doorstep. Answer the phone. What's up? I'm getting the drift that you're trying to ignore me. I don't take to that very well. What's the problem? Are we backsliding? Are we relapsing? What are we doing here? Just so I can know how to pray for you. I said, Brenda Jackson, don't let me be a jerk because I feel it coming on. She said, okay, Kelly, we've been doing this. We've all done this with your dad for about 30 years now. It'll be all right. I said, okay. Now, I wanted to be a jerk. God said, Kelly, jerk ain't going to get it. Jerk ain't going to get it. Kelly, I'm asking you to do something. I'm asking you to do something that very few ministers are doing. I said, well, God, what is it? Loving them. Love them. Love them. Love them. Love them. Don't overcomplicate it, Kelly. Just love them. Love them. Don't judge them. Love them. When you're worried about them, Kelly, in the middle of the night, call them out to me. Call them out to me. You know how many times, Keisha, I've called your name out to God? God, what's going on with Keisha? God, what are we going to do? God, you know she can't go to jail that long. I mean, come on. See, God will put you in the right time, get you walking in your calling, and what's the devil going to do? He's going to try to get you slipped up. You got to walk some things out. Some of you, you've had some family issues for it seems like a long time. God's saying, hey, let's walk this out. Let's walk it out. Because, see, on the other side of that is your breakthrough. On the other side of that is your victory. On the other side of that is what the devil's so horrified about. And it says, get ready to cross the Jordan River. And what I want to ask you this morning is, are you ready to cross over? Are you ready to cross over? Because if you're not ready, you need to get ready. Okay? It's like when we was growing up. Some of us girls, we got ready quicker than other of the girls. When we wanted to go somewhere, we told Casey Renee about a week before. We're going to have dinner at Daddy's house for Father's Day. You know what we told her? We said, Casey, we're going to have that a week before Father's Day. Guess what? She'll probably be there today on time. She's not here, so I can pick on her. She better get here. Praise God. Get ready to cross over the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot. I want to give you every place where you set your foot. Every place that you set your foot. What is important here? Don't set your foot where it ain't supposed to be. Don't set your foot where it's not supposed to be. Why? Because, see, God's got a place for you to be. He's got territory he wants you to walk out with him. He wants to give you every place where you set your foot. When we get into slumps and stuff like this, what happens is, see, God ain't going to give you something that don't belong to you. If you get in your own lane and you walk it out with him, he wants to give you every place where you set your foot. The problem is people stepping their feet in places they don't need to be. People stepping their feet up in relationships they don't need to be. People stepping their foot up in circumstances they don't need to be in. People stepping their foot up into places they don't belong in no more. Amen. Can I get an amen? See, be careful, little feet, where you're going to take this little girl. Because, see, we don't want to be where God don't want us to be. Why? Because Misty, God has orchestrated success and victory. Don't you want it? He's orchestrated success and victory. You'd be a fool not to walk in that. If you ain't having success and victory, you probably went somewhere you ain't supposed to be. Get back on the right track. Stop focusing on your slip-up. Get to getting your slip-on and get right back slipped up on the right place. Slip up into that. And stay on it. Because he wants to give you every place where you step your foot. See, in your marriage, he wants to give you blessing. In your lives, raising your kids, he wants to give you blessing. I said, God, this is a terrible time for the corona. I was just getting out in the community. You told me to pray for Logan County that you'd give it to me. Now, what the heck, God? He said, oh, Kelly, I'm still giving it to you, honey, just in a non-conventional way. This made me sharpen up my pencil for a few things. I was walking in Walmart. Melissa, this is a true story. Just the other day, I was walking in Walmart, and I seen this cute little baby. She's about 4 years old, beautiful little baby. She was looking at me, and yes, I had my mask on. I'm going along with that. And I had that mask on, and that little baby was looking at me, and she said, Mama, there's our preacher. That mama turned around. She said, you're our pastor. We have not been in church yet, and when this is over, you're our pastor. See, God is going to add souls to the harvest in a non-conventional way. Why? Because there's people that got a seed planted. They didn't even know they was getting that seed planted. See, when God will send a loud-mouthed little girl like me to preach outside, and they can't go nowhere because they're in their house, they got to a point where they would send word and they said, tell that preacher to preach a little louder today. Tell that preacher, I like that, what she preached about last week. Look here. You can't be mad at God when he don't do it your way. I thought these souls would just come up into church and be happy. No. They didn't know what they was missing. God just moved the whole joint outside. Brother Mike's wanting some more outside services. So it says here, get ready. I want to give you every place where you set your foot. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. Look here. When I read this last night, Sister Debbie, God said, Kelly, there's people. I want to give them an extension. I want to extend some things out. There's some limitations that they've put on some of their calling. There's some limitations that they've put in their life, and I want to extend that out. I want to break that out because you know what? That's not for me, and I want them to break forth. I want them to go further than what they thought that they could go. Look here. We've got our where we think. Look here. Your thoughts. They're low compared to what God thinks about what you can do. See, that's why he says, now my thoughts, they're higher than what you could ever think. And God said, I want to extend some people. Some people put some limitations on some things, and I don't like that. And I'm going to break them out of there. See, I'm going to push them so far up to the top, they won't even know how they got there, except for that it was me behind them pushing them up. Look here, when you'll sit there and be a walking, breathing advertisement for Jesus Christ, you know what he'll do with you? He'll promote you. He'll promote you. True promotion, it only comes from God. Sometimes when God's promoting us, we think we've been demoted because we get in our feelers. We get in our feelings too much and we think, God, you did something bad to me. I don't like this new thing. Get over it. God's helping you. God's helping you. Learn to just love him and trust him. We were up about 2 years ago, maybe closer to three. We were in Fayetteville. And see, I had walked away from a career that I thought I would be in my whole life. 13 years. Gave them most of my youth, basically. Was there 13 years, and I walked out of that place. When I walked out, Brother Albie, my head was hung so low. And I was just broken. I thought, God, why did you let me go through this? It's so hard. Man, the other day, after I got my lashes on, I was carting Daddy around, and I thought, God, this is the best gig you've ever given me. Thank you. Dad goes, no, I don't need any lashes, do I? And I said, no. That's just for girls. No for the lashes. Sometimes it takes you a while to feel like something wasn't taken from you. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes the thing that you'll have to leave behind to get to the thing that God really has, it's painful. Painful. Why? Because it's making you change in a way you didn't think you would have to. Trust the process. Trust that God has you in the palm of his hand. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. God's got you. And he wants to extend us. And it says, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. The same God that never left Moses is the same God that will never leave me. The same God that will never leave you. He'll give you enough grace to go through every season of your life. He'll give you enough grace to go through every hardship of your life. And He'll pour on that mercy when you feel like you don't deserve it. He'll pour on the blessing when you feel like you're unworthy. Look here, God's not looking for us to be perfect. He's just looking for us to do what He tells us to do, to walk some things out, to stop quitting every time it gets a little hard, to be faithful, to be consistent. I was talking to God the other day, and I said, God, where's everybody at? I'm getting a little concerned. He said, Kelly, I brought them all before, and I'll bring them back. Pray for them to come in. Pray for them to come in. The ones that slipped off, pray for them. Don't be mad at them. Don't be disappointed. See, there's not time to be disappointed in everybody that screws up. You know, we need to get out of them feelers and, you know, okay, you screwed up. Let's go on. Okay, you messed up. Well, you done messing up? Because, see, we got things to do. Let's go. It's not time to sit there and dwell in the mess up. It's time to walk some things out. We're going to walk them out. He's never leaving us and He's never forsaken us. Next place is Psalms chapter 37, we're going to start at 1. Why are we talking about this? Because God's got something very special for you. He wants you to enjoy it. He wants you to get to that point where you see it. See, some of us, it feels like you've worked for something and you haven't seen. You're like, God, is this ever going to change? And God's just saying, yes. Your situation isn't permanent. Yes, it's going to change. You're going to have to walk this out, though. See, there are some things, they only coming out. They're only getting fixed with your consistency, with your keeping on, keeping on. See, it's not the time to walk away from God. It's the time to draw near to God. What is the Word of God says? Draw near to me and I'm going to draw near to you. Resist the devil and he will flee. Doesn't say he's going to think about fleeing. He will. Why? Because he's going to know that you're solid. His days, Brother Andy, are numbered. Now, if you're the devil and you're trying to get as many people as you can, are you going to waste all your time on the ones that's solid and they ain't budging, they're going with Jesus? No, you're going to give up on them. You're going to go to the next person you think is going to slip off. See, resist him and he's going to flee. A lot of people giving in to him. Well, I can go here. I won't be tempted. No. That spirit will get off on you and you'll be thinking about that when you won't even recognize it. Many years ago, about 15 years ago, God spoke to me. And I'm not preaching a message about music, okay? So don't misunderstand me and please don't misquote me because I don't like that. I got enough problems just saying it and I'm like Donald Trump. If I said it, I'll stand behind it. But don't put words in my mouth. God told me I was having a problem with depression. And he said, Kelly, one of your main problems with depression is that you are hearing these stupid songs and you're getting that spirit off on you. See, your body belongs to God. The temple belongs to God. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Why? Because you don't want that... My wife left and she took the dog and then she took the kids and the watermelon crawl and my achy breaky heart. No. Quit talking about your heart so much because the heart is deceitful. It's telling you a bunch of stuff that ain't even right. Okay? He said, Kelly, you shut that off. There needs to be some time for you, Kelly, where you're only hearing my voice. Why? Because I want to talk to you. See, this is years in the making, Gina. You're years in the making. There's been things that's happened, and you thought, God, why did they happen? Why did you let that happen? when you get to that place, it's going to make sense. Keep on going. There's things that didn't make a lot of sense when they happened. You thought, why did you let that person do me that way? You know what? He allowed it. It'll be the very thing that promotes you up. The very thing. So in verse 37 it says, "Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither like green plants and they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good." Trust in the Lord and do good. See, everybody that's overcomplicating the Word of God, they need to get right. They need to get it real. Does that sound complicated? No. Trust in the Lord and do good. That sounds like something I tell my little 9-year-old. Carson, trust in Mama and just do good. God's saying, kids, trust in me and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. Dwell. He didn't say, dwell, man. God give you something. God give you a place in your life. Dwell. How are you going to dwell? In victory. How are you going to dwell? In peace. In worship. In praise. A lot of us done pitched up the depression tent. We're like, this is not working out. Well, we ain't going to until you get your attitude right. Start telling yourself, I'm getting this right. I'm taking down this tent. And I'm going with God. I'm going to walk this thing out. If it takes longer than what I thought it should take, I'm still going. And it says, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. See, there's safe pasture and then there's not safe pasture. Very simple. Safe pasture. Where did God tell you to dwell? Where did he tell you to go in your life? So if you're dwelling in safe pasture, he's going to keep you safe. He's going to keep you safe. If you slip out, you get in the wrong pasture, it's not going to be good. Not going to be good. Now that baby ain't bothering me, isn't she pretty? I never got those ruffled dresses when I was little. You're a good mama. They didn't make them when I was little. They made overalls, and that's what I wore. I always had a chicken bone in them. Chicken bone and candy. Every tooth in my head filled about 37 times. Dad sucked it up, and he paid for it, too. One time we were at the dentist. When I was about 10, and they said, if you don't stop by the time you're 20, your chin is going to be on your forehead. And I started picturing that, and they had me hysterically crying and weeping. And he said, why did y'all do this to her? I've got to go home with her. Now look. You know what they do to me now? They don't care how many cavities I still have. They're like, you are the best ever. The best patient ever. You're doing so good. You only have 5 cavities in the same 5 that you had last time that we filled. But good job. And I walk out of there feeling uplifted. That talking to worked. And it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You got to delight yourself in the Lord. Quit delighting yourself in stuff that's just flat-out sin. Sin is fun. There's pleasure in it for a season. Okay? That season is very short. And it'll cost you misery and years. It'll cost you your kids' childhood. It'll cost you money. Okay? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Many times the desires of our heart, God put those there. God put them there. They're not there by accident. He put them there, and he's saying, okay, now how you're going to get them is you're going to delight yourself in me. You're going to delight yourself in who I am, and I'm going to give those things to you. And God is not an Indian giver. When God gives his kids stuff, he gives his kids stuff. He who the Son sets free, they're free indeed. God will give you something, he's giving it to you. Keep a hold of it. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. What is your cause? Does your cause match up with what you say, how you are, how you live your life? See, if I'm saying I'm a pastor and I'm going to take everybody to heaven that I can, and then when somebody parks in my spot, I'm cussing them out, that ain't going to work. I've never done that. I've never even thought about it, actually. I let them park there. My theory is I probably need to walk that extra distance. You get that spot, girl. Get it and keep it. I'm going to walk that extra 5 feet to the door. Corona's been rough. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be still and wait. Be still and wait. Don't get antsy. Don't start thinking it's not going to come through and panic and go and do it yourself. Be patient. Be patient. There are some things that just need to be worked out. Why? Because if you rush them, it's going to get messed up, and it may stay messed up for a while. You don't want that. When it gets fixed, you wanted a permanent fix. It's like when you call the plumber. When we had him back here, and water was everywhere, and I could see the ground and the dirt from standing in the bathroom. You know what I told him? I'm not rushing you. If this takes a week or a month, you do what you got to do. Because when I make this bathroom look pretty, I don't want to tear it up again. We can't rush God. We got to walk this stuff out with him. We've got to walk it out. So be still. Be still. And wait patiently for him. Don't fret. Don't fret when you look over and you see everybody else and it seems like they're making it just so good in their life and everything's all great. We're looking around and we're saying, well, God, what about me? Everything's not great in my life. Lord, they're doing number 10s and number 17s, and here I'm not. I'm just doing like number 3s, and you're letting them have a great life. The other day, I was looking at my phone, and I pulled it out like everybody else. I said, Jeremy, how does everybody afford to go on these big old elaborate trips? I want to go to the beach. I'm cheap. I'm not going to spend no $87 on a popsicle. Mama don't need that. See, don't look at other people. Don't look at them and compare yourself to them. Don't worry how they're making it. Let me give you a hint. They're not. They're probably not. So don't look at them and get all beside yourself. You just look to God. Look to God. Look to him. He's working it out. So be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him, and don't fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and put away from wrath. Don't fret. Don't fret. Don't worry. Don't fret. It only leads to evil. When you worry, it's only going to lead to something that's bad. Why? Because when you really get yourself really worried, you're probably going to take matters into your own hands, and you're going to try to fix some things, and you're going to probably do them in a way that's not real great. It's not going to work. You ever fix something? Maybe you had to cheat a little bit of somebody over here just to get what you wanted. Maybe you had to make somebody else at your job look bad just to make yourself look good. Well, yeah, I know I've gone to meddling. I've done all those things. And I've had all those things done to me. That's why I can preach about them. That's why I can keep it real about them. Don't fret when people that are doing wicked stuff, when they're getting away with it, don't fret about it. Just don't you do it. Keep your head up and keep your nose clean. Clean hands. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath and do not fret. It only leads to evil. For men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek, see, the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Not just a little bit of peace, but peace in abundance. Peace in abundance. We don't look to the left. We don't look to the right. We look to God. We say, God, here I am. Here I am. Last place for me. Now, I wanted to go to 23 in that verse. It says, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. See, today we're talking about walking it out. You want your steps firm? That's what we want, right, Angel? See, God says every step is ordered. I ordered them. If you get over and you start walking in the steps that I ordered for you, guess what else he does, Keisha? He will establish them. He'll order your steps, and then he'll establish them. What does that mean? He's going to make everything come out. He'll establish it. It's like when you're building a house and it gets start putting it up. You know you got yourself really established. When you got that foundation and it's been laid, you're going to be there. You got a foundation. God says, I'll order your steps. I'll establish them. Those steps, when you walk out to where God tells you to be, they'll be firm. They'll be firm. You know how many days I've had, Brenda, during this corona that haven't been good? A lot. And I walked up in that store the other day, and that baby looked at me, and she said, that's our pastor. God said, Kelly, don't ever doubt this process that I'm leading you through. You're going to have to walk this out with me. You're going to have to walk it out. And on the days where you feel inadequate, when you feel insecure, Kelly, when you feel like everything is falling through the bottom, it's okay. It's not. You're just stepping out, and I'm going to make the steps firm. But you gotta walk them out with me. You know how many times in this I've wanted to get out in left field, be like all the other pastors. What's going on? Well, we know what's going on. It's the last days. That's what's going on. Nothing to get all weepy over. Time to man up. Time to woman up. God, make my steps firm, because here I go. Where are we going? Where are we going, God? Last year, somebody asked me to baptize him in the creek. I said, I'll get in the creek. I get into baptisms or them pretty swimming pools. I don't get up in that nasty creek-infested mess. Let me tell you, this corona's made me real humble. Call that girl. If you want to get in the creek, God said, Kelly, who are you to say where you're going? If I call you to go in a creek, baby girl, you're going to go in a creek. I was a little bit more humble this summer. You know why? Because I don't care. Creek. Now, the other day I was helping Dad in his pasture, and I said, Dad, I'm smelling something funny. It smells like poop. We got to look at... We was in the leech line, otherwise known as their sewer. And I said, God, what are you trying to teach me? Because I want to get out of this poop. Kelly, some days in the ministry, you're going to be knees deep in a nasty poop. Just laugh about it. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. You're going to have to get your hands dirty. You're going to have to get your hands dirty because the pit that I'm going to use you to pull people up out of, it's nasty. You get them up in there, Kelly. You get up in that pit and you get them out of there. Amen? Amen. Last place for me, Hebrews chapter 12. lot more accepting of a creek. You know why? Because I've been up in worse now. Wasn't just any poop. It was my family's poop. And everybody else's. I was like, me and Dad both learned something. You know what he learned? I'm the best kid he's got. I promise you that. I don't see any other of these sisters out in the mess. Literally, knee deep. I had my pretty boots on. They're ruined. They're purple, and they had little cute zippers, and I was literally up to my knees in that. And I went to step out, and my boot came off. It was stuck. I was like, God. It took 8 hours to learn what the lesson was in that. God's still revealing it. He just took me out of the poop because he knew I was about to have it with that. Me and Dad, we was out there sweating. We was working. That's the best we've ever worked with each other. It made me respect him. You know what I thought, Alvy? This is what I honest to God thought. I thought, my dad has been in this over 30 years, and he's still here. Still here. And I thought, you know, devil, you better look out. You better look out, because here we come. God, you told me to ask for Logan County. God, I thank you right now for Logan County. When I was praying the other day, he said, Kelly, I want to extend. Don't just stop at Logan County. Don't just stop there. Don't get a closed mind. Keep your mind open. It's not just about Logan County. This is just where we're starting. It's just where we just getting started. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1. That's fine, boys. You can put that on. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run. If you have sin in your life of any kind, what you need to do is you need to run as fast as you can away from that. You need to shed it off. It entangles you so easy. It says, let us throw off everything that hinders us. What's hindering you today? What's hindering you today? See? Today is what God is concerned about in your life. What's hindering you today? What's hindering you today in this very moment? Throw it off. Let us throw that stuff off. That's okay, Julie. Throw off the thing that's hindering you. What does it mean, throw it off? Look here, God, you're handling it. God, I'm throwing that off. God, I'm not going to be weighted down by this thing. I'm throwing that off because you're taking care of it. You're taking care of it, God. You're perfecting it. Run with perseverance. Walk it out with perseverance. What is perseverance? By golly, if we're in this poop, for however long that it takes, we're going to get through it. We're going to walk it out. We're not stopping, we're not quitting, and we're not giving up. Those are not options. We are walking this out. God is walking with us every moment. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. You don't need to be fixed on anything else. You need to look on Jesus. You need to look at Jesus. He's the only one getting you out of the poop. He's the only one getting you out of the situation. Look at him. When you look at him, fix in, narrow in, get yourself and really take a good look. Get your eyes fixed on him. Don't take your eyes off of him. That's when you get off on the wrong path. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Why? Because he and he alone, he is the author and the finisher, the perfecter. He's the perfecter, Misty, of our faith. Not everything goes right in our lives. When we throw them things off to him, he's the one that gets them right. We don't got to get them right. He's going to get them right. We got to give them to him. We got to walk where he tells us to walk. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. It was a joy for him. Why? Because he knew that on the other side was us. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, Jesus knew what he was here to do. It was uncomfortable, and he did it. And after he did it, he went and he sat right by God the Father. Do what you're called to do. Do it how he told you to do it. And then you know what? You're going to heaven, and you're going to be up there rejoicing because you did what you had to do. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You don't have time to lose heart and get wearied out. Stand to your feet with me. If you're in a place where you just say, God, there's some things and I can see now. You've shown them to me. I can see. I need to walk this out with you. Just raise your hand. We're going to pray. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, all over the building, God, all over people hearing, however they hear this message, God, I speak power to them right now. I speak life to them right now. I speak provision to them right now. And God, I speak perseverance on it right now. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for the people that you're drawing here. I thank you that Satan cannot keep them out, but that you're drawing them, God, and we give you all the praise and the glory for it, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Y'all be blessed. There is no church tonight.